All right, here we go. So today is Friday, November 17th, and over the past months, we have been talking about inflation, but now there are some talks about deflation. So what does this mean for the markets? Also, the Dow breaks a four-day winning streak yesterday. So what's happening today? Where will stock end this week? That's what we're going to talk about today. And of course, we'll also talk about our existing positions. If this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. Usually, I'm joined by my head coach, Mark Hart, but he is on a well-deserved vacation. And in this show, we're going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. So we've been trading for a long time. We are real traders, trade accounts with real money, and therefore we have a lot of experience, and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. And it's really odd not being here with Mark, who is always with me, but hey, he's in Bodega Bay at his cabin that he owns up there, and he is enjoying some time with the family. So let's see what is happening in the markets, and we are switching over here to the S&P 500. And first of all, we see that we are still trading right around the 4,500 mark. I'm switching to a 5-minute chart, and over the last few days, you will see that right here is the 4,500 mark. And at first, on Tuesday, when we had some fireworks, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, here we go. I just want to make sure that I have my days right. So on Tuesday, it acted as resistance. Then on Wednesday, it acted as support. Then on Thursday, a little bit of both, right? I mean, first a little bit resistance, then support, then resistance. Today, it is acting as support. So we are trading just above 4,500. As you can see, today, not a whole lot going on in the markets just yet. So this here is the S&P 500, a 5-minute chart. And you see, we opened slightly higher, but we are diddling along because no surprise there, there isn't much going on the economic calendar. So if you look at the economic calendar, we see that, let me quickly refresh it. This morning, we had building permits and housing starts. So let me bring this up here. So as you can see, coming in slightly better than expected. No surprise there, right? Because interest rates are going down. I mean, just when was it? A month ago, we scratched 8% on a 30-day mortgage. And now we are down in the sevens. But I mean, it's still pretty high. But it has come off the peak. So there's more interest in the housing starts and building permits. Other than this, not much on the economic calendar today. Now, this will change next week. So next week, we have the FOMC meeting minutes. And then also keep in mind that next week is Thanksgiving in the US. So markets are closed on Thursday and they close early on Friday. So this is why the markets right now diddling along, not really having a lot of conviction one way or another. However, we still have earnings season, and so we're going to go jump over here to the earnings calendar. And we did have a few companies reporting, one of them being, as you can see, Ross Stores. So Ross reported earnings yesterday after the bell. Let's jump over there and see what Ross, the ticker symbol is ROST, what they did. And they are, look at this, marching higher here, not marching higher, jumping higher. So better than expected earnings. If we are zooming in here on the earnings, let me just see if I can hit my little button here. Oh, that's not where I wanted to go. So let's go back to the S&P. Let's go back to the chart. Ha! Now I did not find the strategy. There we go. That is a beautiful thing about live shows here. So let's go back to Ross. So reporting earnings better than expected, as you can see, up 8.7%. And that's quite interesting because this week we had retailers reporting. We also had Macy's reporting a few days ago, and Macy's up and away. I mean, if you see this after they reported earnings, I mean, a huge move here up from this low that was right before earnings. 36%. I mean, that is a huge move for Macy's. Then we also had Walmart reporting earnings. And this is an earnings trade that I did yesterday. We'll talk about this in a few minutes as we talk about our open positions here. But Walmart provided also better than expected earnings, but providing weak outlook. And this is where We also have Gap GPS reporting earnings. So Gap, look at this, up 30% this morning. What a mover and shaker here. So Gap reporting earnings coming out a little bit better than expected. Actually, no, never mind. I thought it was. The estimate was only 20 cents per share. They reported 59 cents per share. That is an almost 200% surprise to the upside. So now I'm not surprised that they are skyrocketing this morning, 30%. Wow. Now, going back to Walmart. So Walmart reported earnings yesterday, and this is where Walmart CEO is talking about deflation. What does this mean? What does deflation mean? Well, as we know, we have talked over the past few months and a year over inflation, that prices keep going higher. And the Fed is trying to get inflation down. What does it mean? Slowing inflation down, meaning that price is still moving higher, but not as quickly as they used to. So slowing down inflation does not mean that things are getting cheaper. Deflation means that things are getting cheaper. And as we see, the Walmart CEO said that prices have fallen, especially on general merchandise and on some key grocery items. Now, Walmart, as you know, they are a retail giant. So this is where everybody is paying attention and said this morning, wait a minute, we have been talking about inflation and the Fed wants to slow down inflation. And now there's talks about deflation. However, I mean, if you look back at the markets here, the markets are kind of shaking it off and saying, well, we'll see. So S&P slightly down, the Dow slightly down, NASDAQ slightly down, but all indices are on track for a winning week. So let's see what is happening. Interest rates are moving higher again. But if you take a look at this, and we're zooming in a little bit on the 10-year yield, you see that earlier today, we hit levels that we haven't seen since late September. So this is where, again, mortgage so the 10-year is actually being used for the 30-year mortgage, surprisingly, right? It's just prime plus something. This is why it is at 7-point-something%. Don't know exactly where it is right now. So as you can see, interest rates overall going down. Today, up a little bit. The 10-year trailing the 2-year. So the shorter-term interest right now up 1%. The longer-term interest up 0.5% with the 10-year yield. What else is going on? Well, crude oil. Look at this. I mean, this is what helped actually CPI and PPI, the inflation data, because crude oil has come down massively from the highs. Let's just measure this move. I mean, this is where from these highs to here, crude oil has lost around 25%. Coming from way above 90 back in the 75 range. And if we switch to a weekly chart, you see that this is when Russia invaded Ukraine. Crude oil was shooting up, then coming back in this range. Has been trading basically in this range of, I want to say, maybe around 85 and 65, probably closer to 70. Right now trading at 75. So crude oil having a bad week. This is actually the fourth down week in a row, which, again, good for us, the consumer at the pump. Well, I have a Tesla, so I don't really pay attention to gas prices anymore. But I heard that they are coming down. So this is what is overall happening in the markets. Now, let's move over and talk about our open positions. And we're going over here on PowerX Optimizer to the Wheel Analyzer. First up, Canadian Solar, CSIQ. Super, super interesting. Today, slightly down again. And as you know, Canadian Solar was reporting earnings a few days ago, and earnings, this report wasn't good. This is why we see that it is red here, right? And this is where initially they were down 15%, but then they had this huge reversal bar and finished up 3%. And right now, traders and investors are still trying to figure out what is happening here. So, as you know, we have been in this position for quite a while. We are looking to fly a rescue mission at 19. So right now, I just want to see how this is shaking out. I would like to see before I fly this rescue mission that CSIQ pulls back below 20. So I wanted to see around 1950. That's when I will be most interested in flying a rescue mission. To buy more shares, hopefully at 19, therefore bring my cost basis down to, I want to say, upper 20s, just shy of 30. So this is my plan here for CSIQ, but nothing to do today. NEE, all right, little buddy here. You know, NEE, that we have been drawing this trend line here, and right now NEE is holding up on this trend line today, slightly up 0.5%, while the markets are slightly down or around the unchanged mark. I take this as a good signal. So as you can see, we need to break above the 59 level here. That's what I mean, 59 level. Then we need to break through the 62 level. And then hopefully we're getting into call selling territory again. So, but not, right now, nothing for us to do. PNC, our next position. Jeez, I mean, look at this. PNC, you go, little buddy, up today 0.7% again when the markets are rather flat. I'll take it. I mean, this is where PNC, from the lows that we have established here in late October to where we are right now, that is a 20% move. That is fantastic. I believe that for Mark, it might be getting close to call selling territory because his cost basis is a little bit lower. We know that we're already trading above his break even. My break even, as you can see, at 136, right now trading at 130. So getting close to my break even, I'm loving this. My cost basis, 140, 150. So I want to see if I can sell calls somewhere between my break even and my cost basis. So maybe by next week, we might be able to sell maybe 138 calls. I'll keep you posted of what's happening here. Nothing right now to do. And UPS, little buddy, come on. I mean, let's zoom in a little bit. UPS, I like it that we are holding above this level at 145. So as you can see, at first we were dropping, then the 145 level here acted as resistance. And now it seems to act as support. I like this. UPS, you just keep going. You see, my break even is at 152.14. My cost basis at 157.50. So we need to move a little bit more until I'm in call selling territory again. But it seems that we are definitely on the right track today, up 0.5%. Now, yesterday I got out of my IWM trade because this worked out really, really well, closed it at 90% of max profits, so that I could get into this Walmart trade. And why did I do this? Well, Walmart reported earnings, and as you can see, they beat earnings. So actually, they had a cent more in earnings. The revenue was slightly better. So why this massive drop? Yesterday, Walmart was down 7.5%, at some point even 8%. Well, this is because you've just seen it. The CEO is talking about deflation and said, well, Q4 is not looking too hot. So this is where he said, we actually might have a weak quarter ahead of us. And this is where investors said, oh dear Lord, and sent Walmart screaming down. And you see, for Walmart, this is a pretty big move. However, Mark and I both saw this as an opportunity to sell puts at 155. And these puts are expiring today. So this is a quick one-day trade. If we are staying above 155, we just keep the premium and nothing will happen. If Walmart closes below 155, we still keep the premium that we collected yesterday, and we have to buy shares at 155. That is a level where I'm very comfortable with Walmart. Walmart fits all my criteria. Let me just zoom in here so that you can see it, what I'm looking for here. Walmart, first of all, a dividend yield. I like to see this. I'd like to see a market cap of more than $5 billion. They're at $456 billion. A P ratio of lower than 30, lower than 50 is my criteria. Here we are at a P ratio of 32. That is fine. And I want to see that they are doing well. Let me just zoom in slightly differently. Let's see if we can do this. There we go. So I want to see that they are really nicely rising in revenue, and their profits are pretty stable. So the green ones are the profit. The red one is the blue one. Not the red one, the blue one is the revenue. So this fits all my criteria. And as you know, when trading the wheel strategy, you always have to ask yourself two questions. Number one, are you okay owning the stock? I am absolutely okay owning Walmart. So there's a big check mark here. Number two, am I comfortable owning it at the strike price where I sold puts, which for me is 155? And yes, that is another checkbox. I'm absolutely comfortable owning Walmart at 155. So this is the trade that I did. And it looks like right now Walmart is trading at 156.78. So unless there's a huge reversal and we are pushing lower below 155, it appears that this just expired worthless. And if so, I will look for more opportunities on Monday. Now, you have to do me a huge favor here, because if you're enjoying this, even though Mark is not here, so if you like that I'm doing it, holding down the fort while Mark is taking a well-deserved vacation, do me a favor and click on like really quick. I would really appreciate it. And let me see, let me just come back to you on full screen if I can. Yeah, there we go. And if you enjoyed the video today, then make sure that you're sharing it. By the way, we're doing another stock market update on Monday, and then I'm also taking a few days off because, again, next week is Thanksgiving. But I'll be back Monday. Until then, have a great weekend. Click the like button, and then I hope to see you next week on Monday. Hey, take care.